The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Finding heroes all around, even though now some of us are gone. Took a snap to realize all the answers to the whys and what I thought I wanted all along. When they are left and you appear, an unexpected souvenir, the very best that I could hope to have. I love you 3,000, I love you the most. I'll always be with you, wherever you go. And if you should stumble, I want you to know that this heart of iron will always hold you close. Oh, I love you 3,000. Began. Part of the journey is the end, but here we are, whatever it takes. Oh, if I couldn't do it all again, it's you I would keep, the rest it would bend. Of everything I made, the most wonderful is you. Oh, I love you 3,000, I love you the most. I'll always be with you, wherever you go. And if you should stumble, I want you to know that this heart of iron will always hold you close. Oh, I love you 3,000. And if I should, I should go away. Favorite part was you. There's nothing left, nothing left I could say to let you know how much I love you. I love you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Free Hipster. I am your humble host, Z, from hipsterplease.com and the managing editor at geekdad.com. And right now, you're listening to episode number 93. Today's show started off with I Love You 3,000, the hot new summer single from Kirby Crackle, a band celebrating 10 years of nerd rock this year. So here's a big summer shout out to Kyle and the boys. You know, July 4th just passed, and while I know a lot of us have mixed feelings about our nation and its history and legacy, not to mention its current dysfunction, I think I found a way that we can all celebrate America with the help of Childish Gambino and Mr. James Brown.
Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em.
Living in America.
Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. I'm so cold, yeah. I'm so cold, yeah. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm kicking up. This is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the bag.
Living in America.
Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. I'm so cold, like, yeah. I'm so cold, like, yeah.
Living in America.
I'm so cold, like, yeah. I'm so cold, like, yeah.
Woo.
We gon' blow, like, yeah. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci.
Living in America.
I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci.
Living in America.
This is Sally. That's a tool.
Living in America.
That's me. I got the plug on with Hopper.
Whoa,
they gonna find you like Papa.
America, I just checked my following list and you motherfuckers owe me.
Another summer morning at the store. Sunscreen in the air and flip-flops on the floor. Chaotic children run around like dust inside a sunbeam. And I wonder if I even dare to dream. I'd don't want to touch wet money anymore. I don't want to touch wet money anymore. I'm fully aware it's hot, but I'd really rather not. I don't want to touch wet money anymore. Every day it's wearing down my will. As each new customer comes to the till, in one hand a beverage that they need to stay hydrated, pulling from their purse and currency that's fully saturated. I don't want to touch wet money anymore. I don't want to touch wet money anymore. If it's been inside your sock, I just don't want it at all. I don't want to touch wet money anymore. If I only had a day without wet money, if every bill was clean and crisp and dry, my retail disposition would be sunny. I'd smile each customer there in their eye, and I wouldn't be ignored or condescended to. I'd say, "How's it going?" and they'd say, "Doing well." And you? And I wouldn't go home wondering if this is all my life is for, selling Deadpool books to aging hipsters at a comic store. Is this what I intended when I reached this age? Day-jobbing sporadically for minimum wage. Am I heading towards, or have I just surrendered all my dreams? If the cash was dry, it wouldn't be as bleak as that all seems. I don't want to touch wet money anymore. I don't want to touch wet money anymore. There's an answer, what do you call it? Oh, that's right, a gosh darn wallet. I don't want to touch wet money anymore.
We'll be right back. inside a vicious cycle. I undervalue my values and screw the cap up tight, so when I spiral up to my maximum, I get mad and spiteful. Make sure my pride is set aside, don't wanna seem entitled. Fake that I'm happy deep inside, I keep my feelings stifled. Take all the crap I've been handed and greet it with a smile, but now I see that I've been mistaken for quite a while. See, I've been pushed around, I've been walked upon, been a doormat, and I've had enough. Got my sensei and my classmates and a whole family that'll back me up. Got my mom and dad, I got my brother too. I look at all the pain I've had to suffer through, and now I wonder why I kept it all inside when all I had to do was keep in touch with you. Thought I wasn't important, felt like a burden, and pushed my emotions and thoughts to a corner. I wanted to go it alone, but it's hard on my own. Now I'm home and I know I'm supported. I'm no longer taking my L's, I'm hoping to openly get over hating myself. I'm making a change for my own mental health by respecting my feelings and treating them well.
My eyes are open to a world I've never seen before. From here on out, I'll be considering my feelings more. If I think it's important, it shouldn't be ignored. From here on out, I'll be considering my feelings more. My eyes are open to a world I've never seen before. From here on out, I'll be considering my feelings more. If I think it's important, it shouldn't be ignored. From here on out, I'll be considering my feelings more.
See, I wish that it was special, but now that I'm older, I think I see I'm only as special as those that I treasure consider me. As I grow as a person, I notice my friends and community and connections have grown in importance. Is that maturity? In the face of a sure defeat, my relationships are my security. And when I stand on a stage in a sea of people, know I'm feeling safe as long as you're with me. If one day I fade to obscurity, we could take a break on a secluded creek. Watch the clouds go by and each other's eyes change colors in the sunlight fluidly. When you said hi, I said hi to you. When we spent time, I started liking you. And though the time we spend is just temporary, I'm in a better state of mind when I ride with you. We got things we like that we're weird about. You can share your writing and I'll hear you out. Cause I care about you, and the things that you value are nothing you should be embarrassed about. So what if we're hiding our reasons, evading the truth? That doesn't negate that I'm grateful to you. So what if we're doing this charitably? I'm thankful you're sharing your passion with me. We both wanted someone to see the way we believe we were meant to be seen. Accept our authentic identities. You've been a friend, and I'll pick up the pieces what's left of our dreams.
My eyes are open to a world I've never seen before. From here on out, I'll be considering my feelings more. If I think it's important, it shouldn't be ignored. From here on out, I'll be considering my feelings more. My eyes are open to a world I've never seen before. From here on out, I'll be considering my feelings more. If I think it's important, it shouldn't be ignored. From here on out, I'll be considering my feelings more.
Yeah,
that set kicked off with DJ Jimmy G's This Is Living in America from the Best of Booty 2018, and it was followed by the Double Clicks' Seasonal Delight Ode to a Summer Retail Job. After that was Alpha Chrome Yayo with the title track from his latest Litho Breakin', and Consider My Feelings from Lex the Lexicon Artist, who is currently gearing up for their Crazy Switch Asians fall tour. And if Lex comes to your town, definitely make it a point to check it out, as you are guaranteed a phenomenal live show.
Gasoline was a popular drink, and it still is.
Hey, son. You know how you've been bugging me to go and get you a puppy? Well, today after work, I went out and I bought you one. But on the way home, got hungry, and I ate it.
Trying to get away, I was a child at the age of 4. Dad with a bubble hose, me nervous, shaking by the car door. Tube goes to the gas tank, now begins to siphon. Spit the fuel out of his mouth, the lost ones prone to tasteful chemicals and ciphers. The erratic for whole lifers. Trying to avoid becoming the sort of man that I still carry this big knife for. A course running on no sleep, a head full of regrets. I faced a couple courtrooms, but they haven't stopped me yet. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd be just as uninspired as you. The cornerstone beneath the house of fucking ill repute. My existence is defiance, my needles in the bed. My mold is self-reliance, and so much of me is dead. That's how the cookie crumbles, that is how the state decays. A million little fumbles leave you shambling towards the grave. There is no takeaway, that isn't just more giving. But of options, I'll just simply stop breathing or keep living.
Acrimony, smoke of the water, fire in the belly of the savage beast. My music soothes as a magic flute. It's not a warp whistle. It'll have to do. It'll transport you to the black lagoon, to the dark side of the moon, and back to the crack of the plastic spoon. As it helps, you don't have to be racked with doom to pack this room. But it helps inanimate afternoons when your plan of attack is moot. Speaking rabbits and rats and raccoons with bad attitudes and habits and habitudes. Let them eat cake, but I'm damned if they'll have it too. And I weep, face my pleas and entreaties of a whack graffiti to form a formal treaties on the political discourse. I give forth the kick and roll with the tomb of Archimedes while our hearts are beating. Well-meaning darling little boys, don't bother Sigmund Freud. I mean, my father drinks euphoric like it was water. We all have been destroyed to seek a solace and sleep. You've got two options, not off or keep a promise to me.
Like me. Just fine. Well, I guess it just depends. I'll be pushing up flowers in just a year or two. I mixed up the preparation H with the denture glue. Death, I'm ready for you.
So, Peter, Chris, what was more important for you guys, image or music?
Image was extremely important as the music, I think, more so. We were like four guys in drag. Gene's a big guy. He looked like I'm an old whore from some old warehouse.
Gene Simmons is a legend! Gene has written such brilliant lyrics as Plaster Caster, Grab a Hold of Me Faster, and You're Such a Jewel in the Rough, You Want to Show Me Your Stuff. Wow. Thanks, Bono.
Death, I know you're coming, and I guess that'll be all right. Soon as we find a way to merchandise.
At 15 years old, I couldn't even wipe my ass. I still can't wipe my ass. That's why I have all.
Thank you.
You just heard musical comedy luminary Steve Goody with Death. Because there's never a bad time to make fun of Kiss. Before that was another Bill McClintock joint, War, On and On South of Heaven, which was preceded by Dream Reaper's Drone Race League remix. And it all started off with Bitter Drink by rap legend Jesse Dangerously and featuring my Carolina brother, Michael Kill. I got one more song for you in this episode. It is from the generally jubilant PDX Broadsides, but it's a bit more introspective. Solid little tune. Also from their brand new album, Relatable Content. And I certainly relate. This one's called Serotonin Dopamine, and I hope you dig it. And if you want to talk about it or any of the other tracks in this episode, you know I'm always game. You can find me on the social media and over at Geek Dad or at the home of this very podcast, hipsterplease.com. Your source for news, reviews, and interviews and store-bought neurotransmitters.
It's been a long day for several months. Internal silence, I had it once. And though my life is looking up, I just see an empty cup that is somehow made of fire. So I'm looking for some friends I used to know. Give me that serotonin, dopamine, and empty out my veins of gasoline. I'm stuck in overdrive and I could burn alive. I need some serotonin, dopamine, the soothing sweet endorphins come to me and calm my worried brow. I could use some solace from you now. Is that a backbeat or jungle drums? Like something wicked, it always comes. All I want is to get out of this hidden haunted house that is open all year round. So if you could get me where I wanna go, give me that serotonin, dopamine, empty out my veins of gasoline. I'm stuck in overdrive and I could burn alive. I need some serotonin, dopamine, a soothing sweet endorphins come to me and calm my worried brow. I could use some solace from you now. Somehow it feels like I am plugged into a socket in a rocket that is full of angry bees, who now decide that it is time to check my taxes, sharpening axes while I think I've lost my key. No need to worry, I'll be alright.
Are you alright?
I will be social, just not tonight. There's an upset in my brain, and I'm afraid I must abstain. So I'll party on my own. But if you've got those drugs I wanna score, give me that serotonin, dopamine, and empty out my veins of gasoline. I'm stuck in overdrive and I could burn alive. I need some serotonin, dopamine, soothing sweet endorphins come to me and calm my worried brow. I could use some solace from you now. Oh, 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 oh. solace from you now.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.